Hey everyone, Madonna here from New Leaf Natural Therapies. I'm here to talk about the solar bioresonance again because I just found out my little grandbaby has been bullied. So I sort of thought that I might run a scan while I'm chatting about the device to sort of, I'm curious what's going on in his little brain. So let me share my screen for a minute. So what I did was basically pulled him up. So one of the great things about it now, as I've mentioned before, even if you don't buy the device, you can get the software for 149 US a month. So imagine being able to do this with any of your loved ones at any time. I just think it's amazing. So what I'm thinking is there's a few different things that we could do. So I could run his easy scan, which runs through all of the major systems of the body. In fact, I might run that. No, I can't do that. I'll run the vitals because I don't have him here talking to me. So the vitals is equivalent because his body has been through this process before. So this one does check out his little meridians and chakras and tries to bring them back into balance. So one of the amazing things is, and the chakra stuff came in on the bioresin this device about 2.5 years ago. My mum literally died today 2 years ago, and I bought this device. I think it's a Sunday. It was a Sunday when she died. I bought it on the Friday in order to find some information that was going to help her. So interesting, interesting. I have used it and got my money's worth 1,000 times over since then, but. So basically, while this is running in the background, let's just have a ch chat about what it does. Because the first thing that I thought about was if I had something like one of the negative ion bands, if I had a wearable of Teddy's in the device that he's wearing on a daily basis, what you can do is then broadcast some frequencies to that person, some love, forgiveness, some gratitude, some determination, some confidence, some you can run all sorts of things to that person, to the device. You can also do it to the person themselves, but one of the things that's awesome about having some of your favorite wearables in the device in your name under your objects and spaces is that you can remote to that thing, which is just awesome. So I thought I'd sort of see. Let me just have a quick squiz. Now, oh, hello. So it's finished. So let's go have a squiz. So what I wanted to have a look at the classic reports. Okay, so this is just the digestive thing. On the right, it's the previous scan, and on the current, it's the current scan. So obviously, green is good, red is bad. So this is your dairy, this is your fruits. Oh yeah, right, a few fruits are showing up today. This is grains. He's been being bullied about being fat, by the way. Legumes are great, meats are great, seafood generally good. No salmon or scallops for my little grandson. Nuts are good, seeds are good, spices, one, two, three. There's a few spices showing up. But what I really wanted to do was whip, oh, look at that. So that's the throat chakra. Okay, so what happens to us when we're being bullied? We don't speak our truth. Poor little darling. He did not tell anyone. He only told his mum last night. So she's been talking to the teachers today, and he stayed at our place last night and he did not mention it. But he woke up this morning very early, and at the moment, I'm letting him sleep after school rather than taking him to Mini Muscles to get some exercise because I didn't know what was going on. And then if you sort of look at the meridians, have actually let's have a look what it says here about throat chakra. So fevers, ear infections, weariness. He was so exhausted after school, he was in tears. Thyroid problems, disorders in the throat, ears, voice, neck, cervical spine, hypothalamus, esophagus. So they're the sort of things that play up when the throat chakra is playing up, or vice versa. Which comes first, chicken or the eggs? So then heart energy is low. Right, so that's about self-love, self-worth, self-belief. So low heart energy, high small intestine energy. Small intestine and heart energy, they feed each other. In Chinese medicine, they feed each other. Heart energy is the yin and small intestine's the yang, and they are part of the joy, the love, joy, hate. But look at the rest of it. The rest of it's looking pretty good. Ah, but look down here with governing and central. So conception vessel is central vessel. That is the feminine, the yin, the conscious brain, the governing vessel is the masculine, it's the unconscious. So there's an imbalance there. So interesting looking at where it's playing up, the heart and the small intestines, as well as the conception and governing. What does it say in here? Just out of curiosity. Okay, so from a perspective of emotionals, look at this with the heart meridian, feeling unloved, feeling unlovable, withholding love from others, forgiveness issues, anger, emotional pressure. Oh, little darling. And small intestine, digesting life, dealing with emotional and mental demands, insecurity, sadness, or lack of joy. Oh, my mum was joy and she died today 2 years ago. Governing vessel, the first energy current which develops after conception. It serves to govern the development of the other meridians, chakras, organs, and the rest of the body's physiology. The spine itself is the material manifestation of the governing vessel energy. Conception vessel, a channel of life force energy that exerts an effect on all of the yin channels. Based on traditional Chinese medicine theory, yin represents all the cool, watery, passive, inward resting physiological forces within the body because of its action of nourishing the whole body's yin. Symptoms of the conception vessel out of balance are often expressed as hot flashes, night sweats. Welcome to my world. Sweaty palms, dry mouth and throat, and certain times of anxiety. Now, let me check out inflammation, stress, amino acids. So he's actually not doing too bad. Like, look at all the minerals. They're all really good. Yeah, right. Both his MTHFRs were out. So MTHFR is a gene. And people lay their life down, say, I'm a double mutation MTHFR. It can be shifted. All genes, 1% of genes are maybe unable to be, you know, affected by environmental and nutritional and mental health. Okay, so that's good. And he is asleep at the moment, by the way. So maybe that's why it's so good. Yeah, right. The little vagus nerve. It's the brain nerve that's out of whack. The vagus nerve is the one that everyone's talking about, vagus nerve acts at the moment. So it's sort of like that vagus nerve that's around any and all of the organs of the body. And it creates a huge amount of stress and trauma for people. Yeah, right. He's generally not looking too bad. Now let's have a look down here at the endocrine gland. So we've got the parathyroids. So they're behind here. We've had a lot of toxins in our environment the last few weeks. So I'm surprised people aren't doing worse. The posterior pituitary and the prostate's a little inflamed. Okay. Eye health, hormones. What's this one? Yeah, his GABA. So that's about anxiety. So his GABA is out and it's still out. So GABA is the anti-anxiety hormone. We need, so when our glutamate goes up and creates anxiety in the brain, we need GABA to bring it down. So that's pretty interesting. So I just thought I'd share that because I was quite curious what might be going on in his little body. Let me check human toxins. See, when alcohol shows up for a six-year-old, 5 and 11 months, when alcohol shows up, it means they've been so stressed they're not digesting their food. So it's actually sitting in the gut and it's fermenting. Yeah, we've got a lot of smog and pollution. We've had a lot of geoengineering here the last few weeks. I was out to lunch with my aunt today and she hasn't been able to breathe for pretty much since I saw the huge things a few weeks ago. Oh, look at all these heavy metals though. So we've got copper, aluminium, cadmium, gold, platinum, thallium. Okay, so there's lots of stuff going on there. Yeah, there's a bunch of parasites. But anyway, you can see that very quickly. But also what I wanted to do is show you that when you've got someone that you're worried about, the other thing that you can do is run what's called a SEFI, which is a subtle energy frequency imprinter. So I'm going to turn this on and then I'm going to leave it so that he can so basically feel some. So maybe there's an anxiety depression one. So you see, this is a little playlist I've got. So basically, I can say simultaneous, continuous broadcast. Because he's in my device, these frequencies are now going to his body to help to raise his vibration and release stress. So this includes stress-free digestion, anxiety, rock rose. That's one of the bark flower essences that's in the bush, the emergency essence. radiation detox. When we take in 5G, 4G radiation, it actually adds to histamine buildup in our body. Trace Minerals Complete, so that is just one that helps the body to utilize and absorb stuff, as well as get rid of things that are stopping it. Ultimate Emotions, that just helps with all sorts of good stuff. Concentration Determinants, confidence, self-esteem, love, forgiveness, gratitude, energy, energetic clearing and shielding, forgiveness and gratitude. So I'm just going to keep that one running for Teddy, and I'll wake him up in a little while, and hopefully we'll have a swim and we'll get to chat to him about bullying and what can we do about bullying on the planet. I think people are getting crazier, not less, and people just need love, health, and happiness. And so once again, that's just a little overview of the bioresonance. If you're interested, let me know. Take care. Bye.